What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation also reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but other people in the larger world around us. These conversations educate as well as edify, heal, and entertain. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling. When you're really going out with the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, a VIP group. Follow my personal page, Latanya Harris-Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be, because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished, be poised, be purposeful? Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
Well, 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 good evening. I don't normally come on this late. I understand that I changed the time up on you today, and I'm going to tell you about my day, but come on in here anyway. Welcome to tonight's edition of Critical Conversations. I am your host, LHG, Latanya Harris-Gooden. Come on, call a neighbor, call a friend. Uh-huh. Tell them LHG is on here. Listen, why don't you go ahead and share? Why don't you go ahead and tag a few people? Why don't you follow me on Facebook under Critical Conversations and on YouTube? I need you all to subscribe on YouTube, Critical Conversations with LHG. Help me get my subscribership up and go on and follow Trailblazers with a Z Radio on both Facebook and YouTube. Welcome tonight. I ain't going to be on here long. I'm old and I'm tired. I done had a good day. Have you ever had a long day, but it was a good, strong day? I'm going to tell you about my day. I'm going to pray and we're going to get into our topic at some point, but you know how it goes. It depends on our conversation. Sometimes your girl can go left. Y'all should know me by now. I always come with notes. But depending on how the conversation flows, we get off on other topics. So you always have to be patient with your girl. But I always come with some kind of focus. And we're going to get to that. And one thing I will tell you, every time you see my face in this space, we are talking about one of the seven dimensions of wellness. If you're coming in, let me know that you are here. I would love to say hello to you, acknowledge you. Y'all can send us stars over here at Trailblazers with the Z Radio. That helps us to earn more money to bring you more great content. And that's what we aim to do. We're going to do more in 24, huh? Come on here. So, how was your day? Let's start there. Because, you know, Saturdays can get a little busy if you don't maneuver through it with a plan. So I got up early this morning. We're going to get to our topic. I'm going somewhere today. Did y'all bring y'all water? Do not come in here ashy. Do not come in here dehydrated. Yep, I made my own word. Get y'all some good water in this season. We're going to be moisturized and hydrated in this good season. So let me give you what my day was like. Before I do that, you saw the commercial. I am an independent, I felt God right there, paparazzi consultant. Okay, what does that mean? It means that I sell, wear, endorse, and enjoy affordable bling. How can you support me? I'm so glad you asked that question, audience. I go live. I haven't been live this week, y'all. Pray my strength in the Lord that my days might be longer than the earth. But I'm always posting pictures. I do stories, all that kind of stuff. I have a business page published on purpose, Pop of $5 Bling. You can go over there, request to join. I post stuff all the time. And I have a website, which I'll make sure I pin in the comments. So you have multiple ways to support LHG. Hi, Auntie Emma. Auntie said I'm in trouble. Let me drink a little bit more water. Woo! When Auntie say you in trouble, you better get yourself together. Take cover. Hashtag take cover. Because Auntie don't play. Do you have an accountability partner? Let me tell you, I have a few. And I suggest you have a few in every area of your life, okay? Drink to that, huh? A toast to accountability partners, because you need people who are going to push you when you don't even feel like it. But you have to first tell them what your goals are. Stop asking people to hold you accountable, but you're not telling them what they're holding you accountable for. Take cover, Auntie, take cover. Because this one here going to keep me together, okay? So being a paparazzi consultant means when you need jewelry. Hello! Y'all coming in here. Hey, Steph. My soul for beauty is in the house. Best body butter. Get your body moisturized. My girl's in the room. She's in the room. Go ahead and follow her, okay? You will thank me, and I'm going to charge you commission. She's going to get your body together, okay? You want to hold on to that good husband? Get you some of that good body butter, okay? So as a paparazzi consultant, y'all, first of all, I love this company because two couples got together. Oh, always, sister. I'm going to always shout you out. You know that. Two couples got together over 10 years ago to solve a problem. The problem that women, working women, single mamas could not afford to get sharp and cute without breaking the bank. They went into the basement and started making jewelry. Listen to this story, okay? True story. They went into the basement of their home, started making jewelry, and started selling their own handmade pieces, okay? Not knowing it would turn into a multi-million dollar phenomenon. $5 bling is unmatched. Even throughout COVID, it's still $5. We have Z pieces too for $25, but you still can shop very well for $5 with paparazzi, okay? Even Dollar Tree had to raise their prices after COVID. We still holding strong with $5 bling, okay? I was a customer first. Shout out to LaTanya Thomas, who was my sponsor. I was a customer. I didn't believe it at first. $5? It's got to be a catch. I bought me a couple good pieces. Great quality. Colorful. Loved it. So what turned out to be what was started out as a hobby to help single moms be beautiful. And it was a business, but it was a small one. Now has thousands of consultants across the country and probably even beyond that. Paparazzi gives back to causes. Paparazzi has taught me marketing, advertising. I get free pieces, team building. I'm excited about this opportunity because now in this year, you can join Paparazzi for $20. Where my purse at? Do I have a 20 in here? Let me see. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I got a 20. Let me see. Y'all see this right here? $20 can get you into paparazzi as an independent consultant. Auntie will tell you the $5 bling will make you holler. When we got jewelry, we got money. You got 20 bucks, that gets you your own website that your customers can buy from, and it gets you wholesale pricing. So even if you ain't do nothing else but buy discounted jewelry, ain't it worth this? Yes, because you're going to make that back and then some. I encourage you to join my team. Shameless plug. Shameless plug. We have a sisterhood, brotherhood. Men are consultants too. I never go anywhere without my jewelry. Whether I'm at church, a concert, whatever, I keep. Auntie taught us to keep our bling bag. We are business women. I go to the bank, I'm talking about jewelry. I go to the store, I'm talking about jewelry. Come on. So I invite you, if you want to know more, to get with me. I would love to talk to you about this opportunity. Okay, $20 gets you your website and wholesale pricing. Now, if you want a package that has pieces in it, we have a $99 package. What do you get? The website, wholesale pricing, plus 35 of our standard pieces that you get to pick. You pick your pieces. You pick what you want to start off with. $99, plus you get the ink pens and the planner. You can't beat that with a stick with some tape on it. All right? So get with me, and I would love to talk about that with you. I had a great day. Could you please comment, hashtag, better is wonderful. I feel better today. Can you celebrate better with me? And maybe you don't understand the reason why. When you have had a rough week and you start to feel better, you better start praising God. Thank you, Auntie Emma. I try to be an amazing, I've had an amazing team of leaders that helped me in both corporate and in my business. I have to be what I've received, and God has blessed me. Better is wonderful, Steph. And we have to understand how to celebrate that. I posted this past week that I have been having trouble. Those of you who have any kind of connection to Medicaid, if you know about Medicaid, they can take your insurance without much of a notice, leave you out here uncovered. I've been on the phone. Hey, Karen, you think you're ready? Come on, come on, Karen Simmons. Love you, sister. We're going to talk. $20 gets you into this wonderful company. My Medicaid was cut off. We was on the phone with them, calling them all day, and they had 200 calls in the queue. You call, they call you back. They hang up on you. They can't hear you. And I'm going to the doctor, and they saying you can't come in because you're not covered or you got to pay so many $100. I think I lost my cool, but not in an outward way. Have you ever been so upset that instead of getting loud, you just kind of retreated and didn't say nothing and just kind of was like, I can't do this? I felt that this last week. I did. I was drained, y'all. But what I am learning in my old age, in my seasoned age, I am learning that when you give stuff to God, it may not change instantly, but you got to believe he's working behind the scenes on your behalf. So I will call every day and I will plead my case. And every person who I talk to says something different. And every person who I talk to blamed the last person for saying something wrong. What did that confirm? That I need to start teaching customer service. Every single time I called somebody, y'all, Auntie, every person blamed the previous person for not saying the right thing to me. But who's in the middle of it? Me. I've sent you whatever you asked me for. Send us this document. Send us that document. I did it. But it was never enough. So finally, I said, Lord, I have to give this to you. You know I need insurance. I need to see my doctors. I'm going to have to give this to you. And I did. And I left it at his feet. And the last time I called, I was able to get through to somebody higher up, explain my issue. They got it fixed. I got my medications today. I could go to the doctor Monday. Thank you, Jesus. What I'm trying to say is sometimes you got to hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles. Woo! Some of us out in these streets clowning, hollering at people, being rude to people. Karen, I'm telling you, it's so frustrating, sis, when you call these, and no offense to the wonderful customer service reps who do a good job. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. But there's some out here who don't care about that job, don't care about you calling for your insurance, don't care about nothing. Those are the ones, nobody but God, Auntie, those are the ones who need training. And it confirmed in my spirit, y'all. I felt this gravitational pull, like, Lord, I feel like my passion isn't over. Training, development, helping people be good on the phone. I did that for years and I miss it. So every phone call I had that went wrong, I took mental notes. What I would have done was this, I would have said this, and I would have done this. So sometimes God allows you to go through stuff, woo-wee, to see where you're needed. Sometimes your misery, the stuff that has you jacked up, is your ministry. Have you ever heard that? This thing had me miserable for almost two weeks, calling people every day. 200 calls in queue, 88 calls in queue, up early to call before the system started to getting open. To no avail, over and over and over. Being told, no, not right now. No, you don't qualify. Denied. I'm like, this is not right. This is not right. So by the end of this process, in my head, I've mapped out exactly what I would say to all of those reps who didn't even try, who had no empathy, no concern, no care, just nothing. You got dogs barking in the background. You got kids screaming in the background. And they sound like you woke up. I'm going to get to my topic tonight. You know how I do. But better is wonderful. I feel better. I did not go live like I should last week. And I know my auntie going to get on me. But I posted pictures. I will always do something for my business. But y'all didn't see my face because I was really in a funk over what was going on. I had to pray. Like, Lord, you know what I have need of. And he came through. I had to trust the process. Y'all put in the comments, trust the process. The process get on my nerves sometimes. Dear process, you get on my nerves. But we still got to trust God. Customer service is very important. It don't matter how good your burger is, how great your whatever you sell is. Your product is part of it, but how you present your product is something totally different. I will drive past several other places to get somewhere that treats me right. Oh, wait. Oh. It don't matter if you sell Big Macs or mansions. It don't matter if you sell chicken wings or cars. There is a universal language of business. It is empathy. It is care. It is concern. It is effective listening. Huh? It's good note taking. It's a good recap, baby. I didn't learn all that stuff for 30-something years for it to lie dormant. God is going to raise LHG up, and I am going to do training for multiple Fortune 500 companies. Flew me out. Honey, listen, I'm going to have my stuff together. I don't know how I got on this topic. I ain't even prayed yet. Let's pray and let's jump in. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoo, God, you're worthy. I love you today, God. You are an amazing Savior. You're merciful. You're kind. Your tender mercy is great toward us. God, I thank you for this evening, for every person who's coming through the chat and those who will catch the replay, Lord. Let something be said or done tonight that will lift a bowed down head, that will lift the burdens that some of us face. I thank you, God, for healing the afflicted bodies, calming the troubled minds. I thank you, God, for those who are getting the money they need, the finances they need to be able to move forward in business, take care of their bills, handle their affairs. Lord, I thank you, God, for protecting us, providing for us, for being a promise keeper. I thank you for Trailblazers Radio, for all the hosts, for our CEO and COO. I thank you, God, for every sister in this chat, every brother that comes through this chat that needs a word from you, Lord God. Let it come tonight. Let it be clear. Let it come with clarity, Lord God, that they are not alone, that you are with us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Even in the valley, you're there. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord, tonight for freedom of speech, for letting me release what has been I've been holding on to. Thank you for a better day. Thank you for great connection, Lord God. And thank you for this community. And I'll be so ever careful to give your name praise in all I do, even in the ups and the downs, God. I give your name praise because I owe it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen here. Let's get on here to the topic. Hello, cousin. Hey, cousin Dewey. We are talking about families, and particularly broken families. I call this particular podcast Family the Other F Word. Hey, cousin, I love you. Some of us came from homes that were broken. And we're going to talk about how you maneuver in your life when you came from a turbulent past. How do we triumph over things that we've dealt with in our families in our childhood? Okay. So why would I want to talk about that? Why? Because if you've been following my podcast, you will know that I've had some stressful situations in my childhood. My parents were divorced when I was 3 years old. And my dad is alive, and so is my mom. But it was my stepfather who stood up as a father in my life for over 30 years. He's gone, resting his soul in heaven. May he rest in peace. But my father, my actual father, John Jerome Harris, said something to me after my stepdad died. And he said these words: I wish I could have told Grant King, thank you for being the father that I was unable to be. Ooh, I got to drink some water before I start crying in here. Wasn't that powerful? Wasn't that powerful? And I had never heard my father even acknowledge my stepdad like that. Because I came from a broken home. When my parents divorced, it left a split in our home. And my mother ended up marrying a gentleman, her second spouse, that was sexually abusive to me. Yeah. It wasn't until her third husband, I call him Papa, that she was married to for almost 30 years, who passed. That was the person who stood up as dad. He had his own children, but he stood up in my life as father. But for the first six years of that relationship, I gave him hell. You know, you want to know why? Because of what the previous husband did. I didn't trust him. Sometimes broken families cause children to not trust nobody. Can we agree on that? And if you disagree, put it in the comments. When there is a split, or when there is something that happens in that home, like sexual trauma, that causes a child to not trust, or it can cause them to be too trusting. It can be one or the other. Hey, Shanae, that child either going to be too trusting and run to the arms of everybody, or that child going to be not trusted at all and don't come nowhere near me. Well, I was the latter. I didn't want anyone to come anywhere near me, especially a man. It destroyed my trust in men, and especially men in authority, like a father. A father figure is not supposed to touch his child in a sexual way. We don't realize what these things do to children, which is why, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta watch who you bring around your kids. And that includes me. And when I was dating as a young woman in my 20s and in my 30s, and my daughter was small, I didn't always get it right. I didn't. While you think that baby is sleeping and you sneaking your little boo thing in the back door, these kids is woke and looking like, who that is? That ain't the same guy. These kids is smart. So we got to, if we're going to date, we got to do it right. If you're going to date, go out. Get to know these people before you get so comfortable and inviting them in. I want to go through an article, y'all. The reason why I want to talk about broken families is because I feel like we are missing out on the strength that could exist when we are stronger together. Many of us, I've talked to many of my friends. Some ain't talking to their mamas, ain't talking to their dads. Some may not even have their mom and dad alive right now. Some people are grieving. Some people are dealing with secrets and lies in their family that has traveled down from generation to generation, and the whole family is split over something that happened in 1962. We gotta do better. So even though our family may be broken, we still can maneuver through that and come together, but it's going to take some forgiveness. It's going to take some conversation. It's going to take God, and it may take some therapy. Somebody put in the comments, Jesus and therapy, biggie size. So one reason why I wanted to talk about this is because this morning I was able to go to my church's leadership conference training. And in sitting there, shout out to Kingdom Covenant Church, whoop, whoop, whoop. And in sitting there in that intimate space, it felt like family. And it made me think about, wow, this really feels good. In my lifetime, I've noticed one thing. Most human beings thrive on believing in something and belonging to something. I ain't no therapist or psychiatrist or psychologist, but in my own, yes, sister, Jesus and therapy, biggie size. We need them both. We can't be so spooky spiritual that we don't seek professional help when we've dealt with something traumatic. Yes, we gonna pray, but in addition to prayer, there are people who are expertly clinically trained to give us tools to process trauma. Don't you know trauma is a time traveler? The stuff that has happened to us at 5 years old, at 10 years old, at 12 years old, if we're not careful, will travel through time and land on your doorstep at 50 if you're not prepared and if you're not covered. So I, thanks to my therapist, introduced me to the concept of the seven areas of wellness, seven dimensions of wellness. You're going to hear this probably in every podcast. We're going to be well physically. Okay, that's our body, what we eat. We're going to be well emotionally / mentally. What's going on in our head? If you are battling with anxiety, battling with depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, for whatever reason, those type of mental illnesses can subsequently cause physical ailments. The body keeps the score, even when you don't tell the story. Ooh-wee. That's the book I'm reading too, by the way. I love my therapist. So physical wellness, emotional, and then you have spiritual. If you are not in a Bible-believing church, maybe you have experienced some level of church hurt. I'm not going to diminish how you feel, but I'm going to challenge you and tell you that not every church is the same. But because each church building is made up of people, people are going to make mistakes. Somebody's going to make you mad. Somebody's going to have a bad attitude. But if you're there for God and you're seeking after Him, you won't stop, just stop going. You just have to make sure you're at the right church with the right people, you know? So spiritual wellness, that also includes your personal devotion. Today's leadership training talked about that, personal devotion. You can't wait for the preacher to just give you the scripture. Wait for him to give you a word. What about you knowing the word of God for yourself? What about you having a personal one-on-one relationship with our God? It really has to start with you. Okay? Are you studying? Are you in prayer? We've been on a 21-day fast. Did I do a perfect job? Nope. But what it did do, it focused my time on prayer even more. It focused my time on worship, and it focused my time on my journaling. So what that did was, when I was taking them phone calls and they was telling me I had no insurance, I did not go off on them because I had prayer that morning. Let me tell you, prayer and the Holy Spirit can keep you from saying and doing stuff that will get you hung up on. Because I started my day in the presence of God, whatever came later on that day, it didn't hurt me as bad as it probably would have if I hadn't spent that consecrated time with the Lord. So spiritual wellness. Then we're talking about environmental. What's going on around you? Are you living in a home that's full of clutter? Don't you know that a cluttered environment is probably going to lead to a cluttered and confused mind? Don't you know that your environment directly affects your mood sometimes? That's why certain doctor offices have cool colors on the wall. There is clinical proof that certain colors in hospitals are calming, like a calm color, bluish aqua. Notice that ain't no hospital's walls black, red. They normally have cool, calming colors. So your environment, your bedroom, my therapist told me, come on, let me tell y'all, told me, stop taking the phone to bed with you because you're waking up in the middle of the night on the phone. And I'm guilty of that. That blue light on that phone is messing with your sleep. This is stuff that is clinically proven. Shanae says, woo child, yes, declutter, create a calming environment. Yes, yes. So whether it's the color of your walls, whether you're going to have to move things out of one room and put them in another to declutter. And I will say, when I started selling jewelry, I had clutter everywhere. And it was all, my living room turned into a jewelry factory. I'll be honest about that. Because you have to also learn how to keep your clutter, your area free of clutter, even in a small space. It don't matter how big or small your house is. You're going to have to learn how to strategically maximize the use of your space. Hi, Lisa Walker. Lisa D. Walker says a cluttered environment is a strong indicator. Ooh, come on, Lisa D. Walker, of emotional chaos and disorder. How many people have you visited that you walked into their home and you were like, oh, I didn't know you were living like this? I was one of them. My jewelry boxes were stacked up, clutter. We didn't have people over as much once I started selling jewelry because I didn't know how to organize it right. And one of the things we talk about with my accountability partner, Auntie Emma, if she's still in here, is organizing. If you're an entrepreneur and you work from home and you sell jewelry, you may have to get you some Dollar Tree bins, some plastic bags, and organize your workspace. If you sell Mary Kay, same thing. Whatever you do, if you're doing it from home, even if you're working your corporate job from home, your area where you work is going to have to be as clutter-free as possible for your laptop, for your job materials, your stapler, your tape dispenser. I didn't like working at home. I didn't like to bring work home. That was just me. I liked work to be working home to be home. But guess what? If your job says we are selling our building and you got to work at home, what you going to do? Quit? So we are now having to arrange our homes to where it can encompass our workspace, which is why we do Power Hour on Monday, trying to find solutions to help us do our business better. But clutter. And my therapy told me this, especially if you have clutter in your line of sight when you wake up. So say you get up to go to the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning and you have folded clothes on the bed that haven't gotten put up. Your mind is going to want to mess with them clothes. And now your whole sleep pattern is off. Or if you get up off the bed to go to the bathroom and you bumping your foot against boxes and stuff on the floor, your mind is going to shift. And that's the breeding ground for anxiety. I will be up at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, y'all. Let me get these clothes folded and put them away. I'm tired of looking at them. At 2 a.m., cutting lights on, making noise. This, my whole household disrupted because I looked at some clutter at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the emotional chaos and disorder Miss Walker is talking about. So what are we going to do? We got to change our environment. We got to find a way to make our environment calming. And I was told, this is just what I was told. I didn't make this up. I was told you shouldn't even have a TV in your bedroom. Oh, some of y'all got a 225-inch TV right on top of your bed. Listen, I was told the bedroom is for sleeping and knocking the boots for your married people. Sleeping and boots knocking. Not TV, turn it on, it's watching you, wake up, you looking at TV, so your whole mind is focused on whatever's on TV. Listen, I don't even know how we got on this subject. I don't. But we're talking about the seven dimensions of wellness: physical, emotional, spiritual, environmental, that's where we stopped up, social. Are you going places and seeing faces that are inviting and people who love you? Or are you around people who can't stand you and you fussing and fighting? Are you on social media cutting up and arguing? Let me tell you what happened to me the other day. This whole Kim Burrell situation where she got up and said to the woman, "I'm singing by myself, don't sing with me." It's all over the internet. And so a lady responded, "This is the reason why I don't go to church." Hi, Lakeisha Bell, my icicle queen. Hey, sis. A person responded to Kim Burrell's post, or when she went crazy over the lady singing with her. She said, "This is why I don't go to church." I responded, "No, you are the reason why you don't go to church. Don't let Kim Burrell's outburst be the reason why you leave church, because if she's the reason why, you wasn't into it in the first place." I did say that. But next thing I know, me and this lady going back and forth about church. I turned off the notifications so I wouldn't even be tempted to go back and forth no more. You got to learn how to protect your peace and stop tussling with people. I'm guilty of that. I want to prove my point on social media. I want to make my point known. Why? It ain't that serious. You up all night responding. "No, she didn't say that." "No, he didn't." Listen, turn it off. Our fast had us off social media from 8 to 4. I did not do all that great with that. But we got to learn how to unplug. Because this whole social media phenomenon, and I'm not down in social media. I'm on it right now. There are some good things that come out of social media. I met my amazing paparazzi sisters online. So I'm not knocking social media, but I am saying all things in moderation. You can't have pork chops all day. You can't make up and have bacon for breakfast, pulled pork for lunch and pork chops for dinner and not expect a migraine by 8 o'clock. Same thing with social media. If you wake up online, go to lunch and get online, have dinner and be online, you may have a migraine. So I have to learn, even though I scroll past something that has pricked my spirit in some way, everything don't need a response from LHG. Some things you gotta scroll on, float on, scroll on. Because you get intertwined in that argument. You up till 1 and 2 in the morning arguing back and forth with somebody you probably ain't gonna never see. Why? Now your peace disturbed. Now you got a headache. Your stomach is all jacked up. Your guts is bubbling because you didn't got into it with somebody online. Why? Why? So that's social wellness. Learn how to unplug, but also learn how to connect with people. Church, a good concert. Those of us who are going to be out here, you know, seeking to be sought by a good man of God, are we going to nice places, y'all? Or are you cooped up at home with your fuzzy slippers and your house coat and your do-rag? It might be time to have a good sister outing. Social wellness. Who are you connected to? Hey, Simone. Who are you talking to? Do you have a good girlfriend or a good male friend for the brothers? You can just pick up the phone and call and say, you know what? I had a rough week. I just wanted to kick it with you for a minute, sister or brother. You got a few minutes? If you call me, I'm going to pray first. And then we're going to talk. That's just what I do. I can't fix it all, but I sure can pray. And then we're going to talk from there. Okay? So that's social wellness. Then we got financial. How are you doing with your money? If money is a source of headache for you, maybe you're not the best at budgeting. Maybe your money is cracking up. It's very funny. Maybe you're low income like me due to illness or whatever. That means you're going to have to find a way to budget, to possibly tap into multiple income streams. Simone says, yes. I do have that person, and it's you. Yes, I am a part of your village, Simone, and I'm proud to be that. But even if you're low income, I don't want you to feel that low income has to mean low self-esteem. Can we debunk that and say, just because I don't have the highest income doesn't mean I should lack confidence. Doesn't mean God can't use me. Doesn't mean he's not going to change my situation. So even as a low income person, what are your passions? What do you love to do that can turn into a business? That's what I love about paparazzi as well. When I have jewelry, that means I can go online, post pictures and make some money instantly. I can go live and say, everybody, I want to sell 25 pieces. And I can make money in that hour. And I've done it. And God has blessed me to be able to do that. So in this day and age, if you find yourself on disability, waiting for disability, low income, trying to make ends meet, we got to get creative. We got to find ways to create income. All right. So if you got a business out there and you want to post it in the comments, do that. Let's start supporting each other. I mentioned Steph M, who is the CEO of My Soul for Beauty. She has a whole line of products. Let's start supporting each other better. That's financial wellness too. And we can keep the money in our community amongst people that we know. If you don't know her, follow her. See what she's all about. Check out her products. I always push my people. I do. Digging Deep is Simone's podcast. Follow her Digging Deep platform. She does great podcasts. Shanae is a caterer and an awesome cook. Shanae Sugar Shea Austin is in the comments. Follow her. If y'all got a business, put it in the comments. We have to find ways to support each other financially. I'll be at a pop-up on the 3rd, next Saturday, February 3rd. And I'll put the flyer in the comments. I'll be at a pop-up with several amazing vendors, and I want to sell out. So if you in the Detroit area, please come out and support. I'm going to be at a pop-up every month. So when you see me posting it, put that in your calendar and come on through. We got to get better with supporting each other too. So we got physical, emotional, spiritual wellness, financial, social, vocational. When it comes to your job, and we talk about this on Monday Power Hour, are you doing a job that fits your core values in a company that aligns with your core values? Are you burnt out? Are you feeling stuck? It may be time to evaluate your 9-to-5. I felt that way. Some companies make you feel as though your skills were only cut on in their building or on their computer. That's a lie. Skills are transferable and marketable. So if you are in a job that has you stressed, depressed, not eating or overeating, emotional eating, you can't even go home and have a good night with your spouse or your children because you're so hung over from that crazy job, this may be the year to bust a move. This may also be the year to start your own company if you've got the resources and the connections, and God can give you that. I don't want us spending no more time and energy in jobs and in spaces that are toxic. I just don't think that's the will of God. Simone says February 2nd from 12 to 1, she is going to be on her podcast, and her topic is Don't Play With God. Go ahead and follow her and follow her podcast page, and you will see her itinerary and hop on and support my, she supports all of us here at Trailblazers Radio. So I have to definitely give her a shout out. So the other reason why I want to talk about families is because family is important, and we tend to operate better when we have a community, when we are connected. So even if you have been estranged from your biological family, we're going to pray about that before the night is over as well. Then maybe God has given you parental figures, godmothers, church mothers, a good pastor, good friends. We need connection and community. Hey, Auntie Diane, thank you for coming through, my beautiful auntie. So why did I pick the topic broken families? Because many people who I know, and myself included, have been estranged from members of our biological family for whatever reason. And I feel as though it's time to make some decisions on whether or not the relationship can be salvaged, if it can be that in a healthy way. If you have people in your family who have triggered you, caused you trauma, whether it was physical assault, sexual assault, I'm not saying go out there and start hugging on them. But we do still have to forgive, even if you can't reconcile, because that's a tough one there. Because I know from my own experience in seeing the people who have harmed me in that way, I'm not trying to have them in my world like that. But I still have had to forgive because that's the word of God. But where the therapy comes in, Simone says, hello, everyone. Where the therapy comes in is they give you tools to where you don't walk around stuck in that vortex of why did this happen to me? That little word, why, W-H-Y, can have your mind so discombobulated. You may never know why. Matter of fact, the perpetrator probably doesn't know why they harmed you. So you can't worry about the why. And you may not even get an apology. But how do you pick up those broken pieces and move forward? It's going to take God. It could take therapy. It could take a good village. Hi, Pam. My AP is coming through. Hey, sis. Thank y'all for coming through. So I got this article that I want to read a little bit of. And then we just say, the Fair Use Act, Section 107 says, the fair use of copyrighted work for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting and teaching, or scholarship or research is not an infringement of copyright. I got to cover myself. So here's the article. It's by Very Well Mind. Okay. VeryWellMind.com, coping with broken families. Having a broken family, what it means and how to cope. Let's get into it really quickly and then we're going to get out of here. Hey, Pamela, y'all coming through here. Here is the article by Brittany Loggins. Even the most seemingly idyllic families face problems, and sometimes it can be hard to determine exactly how to go out about navigating these issues. In the most extreme cases, certain problems can even lead to estrangement and severed relationships for a prolonged period of time. Period, right there. Some of us, that's right, Simone, you got it. Some of us haven't spoken to our parents, our siblings, our children, grandchildren for days, months, or even years. And even though we're trying to move on, it's still a void inside. Okay, let's keep reading. Oftentimes, broken families, there are many potential causes of estrangement between family members, and many of them come down to specific details surrounding the individuals and situations involved. What this is saying is many of us are not talking to our family because something has happened. Either we were abused in some way, unprotected, neglected. Something happened in some of our families where we are not speaking to certain people. Yes, Simone, it's the truth. You will be surprised how many people I know from Facebook alone where we have talked about them not talking to their parents, children, for years because of trauma. Let's keep reading. To find out more about what causes these relational rifts, as well as how to solve them, Very Well Mind, Dr. Frank Anderson, a psychiatrist, psychotherapist, who specializes in treatment of trauma, said these words: a broken family is one that includes unhealthy or severed relationships within the family unit. They are often associated with divorce, there's a key word, but certainly can occur in an intact family where various members are in conflict or estranged from each other. We got a comment. Lisa D. Walker says, emotional healing is a must to process trauma. Ooh, sis. To frequently say, folk, hide behind the church. And yes, we sweep emotional trauma under the rug. Y'all see that? The religious spirit, I'm going to call it a Gargamel spirit, tells us, don't ever speak about the trauma. Don't even let people know you experienced trauma, because they feel you must have been in sin. You must have been too fast and you made that man look at you in your little small dress. No, honey, I was 8 years old. He had no business looking at me in whatever I had on. Okay. Yes, Simone, you better call him. You better call him tonight. But she's right. We sweep stuff. There's so much stuff under these rugs. The rugs can walk because we've swept so much stuff down through the years under the rug. We're breaking it down tonight. So she talked about, well, this article talks about divorce. Let's start with divorce. So as a kid, a three-year-old child, my parents divorced. What did that do? I was really young at first. But then as my mother married her second husband around 7 or 8, the second husband was sexually abusive. All while this is happening, and no shade and no disrespect to my mother, I love her dearly, but this is my story and I'm sticking to it. So after the divorce and as I got older, I would hear very negative things about my biological father. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what happens in your relationship, please keep that away from the child. Whether it was a deadbeat husband, cheating wife, whatever the case was, could you please not fill those children up with that information? They're going to get older and they're going to make a decision for themselves whether or not they want to be around their parent. But once the people split, stop trying to make that child pick a side. Okay? Now, if that child's father was abusive to them, you have a right to keep them away. But even then, watch what you say to that child. You could explain to them, I don't want you going over there because blank. But if it was a divorce because y'all just couldn't get along, please don't put that stuff in your child's head. We got a Me Too in the comments. And Simone says, please. So what happens is, as these divorces are happening, don't you realize that divorce affects the children, not just the parents? Do you understand, after all the arguing that's going on, all the back and forth, and they can feel the tension, nobody's getting along, the peace of the house is disturbed. Don't you know that that gets in those children's spirits? And I'm not saying stay together for the kids. I'm saying be very careful. If you have to divorce, try to make it amicable and peaceful for yourself and for the children. I got tired of hearing bad stuff about my daddy. He don't pay child support. He don't love you. He this, he that. Well, guess what, mama? You ain't did me right either. What we going to do, tit for tat? Both of y'all got some problems. Come on. We're going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Don't make children have to choose the lesser of two evils. Broken people can lay down in a bed and have kids. Now, broken parents have had children, and that brokenness stands up in the relationship. Come on. Auntie Diane says, trying so hard to do that as you speak. And I respect that. Auntie, I respect that. I do, because what happens with the children when they are put in the middle of a divorce, in the middle of a bad breakup, in the middle of this contention, they're conflicted too. And these poor little brains don't know what to do. If I say I love my daddy, my mama gonna get mad. If I tell him I love my mama, my daddy gonna get mad. So you're confused. And the worst thing that can happen is to have a child feeling like they don't belong nowhere. I don't belong over here. I don't belong over there. Who loves me? Is it my fault? So conversation, I'm gonna get out of here. Conversation is important, y'all. If you gotta split up, and it happens, okay? My parents got married very young. And back in the 70s, if you got pregnant, guess what you had to do? Get married. Come on here. Ooh, yes, Auntie, the kids will start thinking it's their fault. What did I do wrong to cause my parents to split? So now they're stressed out. 7 years old, stressed out. Come on. Lisa says, it takes the Holy Spirit, but it can be done. I'm a witness, truth. Lisa D. Walker, I'm going to call you Dr. Walker. You dropping the knowledge in here tonight, doctor. Auntie Diane says, they may even start. Yes, when you start seeing unusual changes in that child's behavior, before you try to go get the biggest belt and beat them, how about you ask a few questions? How about you figure out, okay, maybe they're responding to the turbulence in the house. Kids don't know how to say, hey, mom, I'm feeling anxious and depressed due to the divorce of you and my father. Kids can't say that. They 4, 5, and 6, and 10 years old. They're not that sophisticated yet. So when they start lashing out, grades start dropping. Their mouth get more sassy because they may be responding to some feelings that they can't explain. Come on. Broken families hurt everybody when it happens. Dr. Walker says, my childhood experience motivated me to do different with the help of God. Me too. When I became a parent, I had, and let me say this, parents do the best they can in the time that they lived in, given the mindset that they had. So nothing against parents, period. We do our best based on what we think our best is at the time. And the baby boomer generation was the shut up generation. Don't tell nobody you're going through nothing. Go to church and be fake. Shout real hard. Fall out in the floor and pretend you super spiritual and ain't nothing happened to you that's wrong. I'm just giving you my observation. Now, 2024 is very different from 1975. Okay? We are now in the age of, I'm telling it all, different generations. Yes, Simone? Different generations. You get pregnant in 1975 and you ain't married, it's hush. Hurry up and get married tonight. Okay? We'll make you a wedding dress out of toilet paper, but you're going to get married tonight so it can look like you had that baby in wedlock. Just because these two people laid down and had the child don't qualify them to be married. So now you got a child and a whole marriage, and neither one of you even know what that means. Come on, y'all. We set folks up for failure back then. They 19 and 20. Come on. Yep, she got pregnant. But why does that mean she has to automatically marry the young man, or he has to marry her? Because of what it looks like to the church. I gotta go. We're gonna have to do part two. Ooh, and I'm not saying some of those couples didn't make it. By the grace of God, some probably did. But just because two people had a moment of fiery loins does not qualify them to be in a productive marriage. It just means they laid down and they fornicated. Yeah. Ask God to forgive you. Change your ways. Co-parent. It don't have to mean marriage. Ooh, come on, Dr. Walker. 16 and 17. Wow. But that was happening. Simone says, no, thank you. I'll pass on the wedding dress made of toilet paper. But I'm just saying, that's how quickly they shoved these young folks into marriage. Don't worry about trying to find the right dress. We're going to get a couple napkins and some tape and whisk her down that aisle. We were so concerned about what things appeared to be. Oh, that's so unholy. I mean, I understand that wasn't the right thing to do, but that child is here or coming. So now you have two kids in a marriage that they don't know nothing about each other like that. And the same thing happens today. People lay down. They can be 35 and 37. Had a wonderful time in the sheets. Here comes the woman getting pregnant. Well, we got to get married. Do you have to? Do you know them? Fiery loins get us in trouble. Auntie says, I grew up not understanding why my father was with his wife and not with my mother. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We have so many stories, y'all, from our past. Many of us have held stuff inside of us. I can remember being 4 or 5 in the backseat of a yellow Granada, taking somebody home from work or picking up somebody from work, a man. And I'm like, it's cold in his car. Why do we always have to be the one taking a man to work and picking him up? And guess what I did when I got older? I did the same thing. I would be the one packing Gabby up in her snowsuit. I'm taking my man to work. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. That man shouldn't want me and that baby out at 2 a.m. He can catch the bus. But because I thought that's what I had to do, we mimic what we see. Mama did it. She was the neighborhood jitney. So I guess I should be that too to keep my dude. Come on. We're talking about real stuff. We all got a story. Simone says, I learned that my father was not really an active participant in my birth journey. Yeah, it could be like that, Simone. Yes. And sometimes we wonder why we respond to certain things a certain way. It could be that deep down, we longed for that person we didn't have. Simone says, and I absolutely resented him for a minute. And that's a true reality, Simone. Thank you for being so honest about that. I resented my father because of the things my mother told me. When they got divorced, it meant that he only came and got me certain weekends. And if he watching out there, I love you, Daddy, but I got to tell my truth. It would be sometimes he would come and get me from my grandmother's house to take me over to his mama's house. I said, well, Daddy, I thought you was coming to get me to spend time with me, not drop me off with Big Ma. Although I love my grandmother, but I wanted to spend time with my dad. But my dad was sold his world oats and wanted a girlfriend. So he would drop me off at Big Mama house, go to his girlfriend's house, and come back a day or two later. It hurt. And I resented my father too, Simone. And then it was times he wouldn't come at all to pick me up. And I would be in the window with my coat on and my gloves and my scarf and my boots, watching the street, hoping that the next car to come down was him. And it wasn't him. And he didn't call to say, I'm not coming. He just didn't show up. That's the reason why I can't stand being stood up, because of what happened with me and my dad. And I love my dad. Simone says, and because I relied on the stories, here we go, that my mother told me, I didn't know the full story and I completely blamed him. Simone, you have just proved my point. That is why as mothers, we have to be careful what we tell the children. We so mad at him. He ain't right. He a scutter bucket. He this, he that. But that's still your father. Auntie says, my papa was a rolling stone. Dr. Walker says, my dad died in 1999, never convinced he loved me. Last year, learned just how broken he was. Come on. Expecting father at 17 and married at 18. Children. Simone, Lisa says, same with her. See? We all have these stories that are lying deep inside of us. And sometimes when you don't even know why, that distrust and that resentment and the abandonment issues and the rejection issues is standing up into our current relationships. Come on here. I'm going somewhere. We got to figure out where some of that stuff comes from. A gutter bucket is just a bad person. Stutter bucket, gutter bucket, a bad person, a scallywag, a trifling man. That's what that is, Simone. Auntie says, I did things purposely to break up my father's marriage because I wanted what they had for me and my mother. Ooh, Auntie. When my father remarried, Auntie, and created a whole different family outside of me. And again, Daddy, if you out there watching, I love you, but this really hurt me. They would go to Kings Island. They would go to Canada's Wonderland and have fun. And I would get a keychain. True story. His second wife, I believe, didn't want me around. No. How do you go and have a whole nother family? And you have one biological child. I think my dad realizes now that that was a mistake, but it hurt. Simone, let me tell you. There are stories out here of abandonment, rejection. It takes God, Holy Spirit, therapy, good friends, and critical conversations, because we're going to be free. Listen, the reason why I do what I do is because confession breeds healing. we are going to be healed in every dimension and every area of life. And it's not just us women going through this. Don't you know that men have these stories too about their absent fathers or absent mothers? And if you're not careful, and if you're not prayerful and getting help for that, and you get married, all that baggage, you walking down that aisle in your beautiful dress, trained long as the world, man in his tux looking good. Don't you know that baggage is going down the aisle with you if you haven't been delivered and set free from that? I'm here to tell you. Come on, Kim. Hey, Kim. Healing. We are going to be healed. And some of us have some stuff inside of us that has turned into toxic bacteria because we've been led to believe that silence is golden. I'm going to drink my water. But guess what? Silence is not always golden. For many of us, silence is fatal. The body keeps the score even when you don't tell the story. And you wonder why you got these ailments. How I get diabetes? I never had that. Oh, my back. Oh, my migraines. Your body is responding to mental turmoil. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Simone says, but me and my stepmom get along really well. That's a blessing, Simone. And she loves her other siblings. Blessing. I love that. I love that. But to know that my father remarried, had a stepchild, and they out here enjoying life and traveling the world, and I'm at home, and you bring me a keychain that says Canada Wonderland. Do you know how destroyed I was? Why didn't you come and get me? And don't marry nobody who can't welcome in your child. Come on. Kim says she loves her bonus baby. We don't even talk about blended families. There is a way to make families blend so that nobody's hurting. Nobody feels left out. But I felt I was destroyed by that. A keychain? You can't take me with you? It hurt. And one day, I'm probably going to sit down with John Harris and talk about it even more. We haven't had a long talk about it, just little bits and pieces. But my dad knows I love him. But there were things that happened after the divorce with him and my mom that hurt me. I wanted to experience it too, Simone. I sure did. The keychain did it no justice. None. That's right. You don't do your child like that. You do not get into any relationship where your own child is not accepted. No. Don't you know I would not have walked down no aisle if my child was not accepted by my spouse or soon to be spouse? Mm-mm. She a part of me. You got a problem with her, you got a problem with me. Protect your children. These broken homes sometimes contribute to the child's low self-esteem because I only got a keychain. What made me unworthy of going with them? You don't want your child to grow up feeling abandoned and rejected all the time. No, it travels with them into their adulthood. And you wonder why some people spaz out and have that jump off spirit, how they do, because they're lashing out at something that happened to them 30 years ago. Trust me, trauma is a time traveler. That's why I will be the biggest therapy cheerleader that there is. I will. Simone says, yes, please don't marry anyone who doesn't accept your children, male and female. Come on. But there are people who get married, and if that person says, I want you and not them, they'll send that child away. Ask me how I know. You want to know why so many grandparents end up raising kids? Sometimes because these mamas then got with dudes who don't want their kids around. Send them over to your mama house. Don't send your kids away. Come on. Dr. Walker says it opens the door for an orphan spirit. Ooh, that child feel like they ain't got nobody because nobody's protecting them. Come on. Don't ever get that lonely that you accept a relationship with someone that wants you to send your child away or don't acknowledge your child. Never do that. Never do that. I got to get out of here, y'all. Simone says, or please don't marry him if you're not going to still put your kids first. That's a whole talk show, Simone. And it's not that the kids don't always be first per se, but the kids have to be involved. That's the kids have to be involved in the family. Don't shun the children just to focus on this man or this woman you got. There has to be time allocated for the cultivation and nurturing of children who gonna become grown. And you want them to become productive, emotionally balanced adults. You wonder why many adults have mental turmoil. A lot of it because of what has happened to them in their past that was never processed, never dealt with. And as they age, they're still holding on to it. The ruminating thoughts, depression comes in where you have become disconnected from your purpose, and the ruminating thoughts of the trauma keep playing over and over. My therapist told me that the opposite of depression is purpose. If you are tuned into your purpose and you know what God put you on this planet to do and you're doing that thing, depression can't fit in that. It doesn't fit in that. But guess what? A lot of these therapists and psychiatrists are treating church people. We out here acting like everything is okay. We shouting. We shouting our shoes off. We shouting our pantyhose, our anklets, our knee highs, our hosiery is falling off. We shouting that good. But we're harboring resentment. We're harboring trauma. And we want people to think that everything is okay, but it's not. Because that religious Gargamelic spirit will convince people that if you got any kind of mental illness, it must be your own fault. You must be in sin. You must have done something wrong. And that's a lie. That came from that old school church. Silence is golden. Why would you say that? He didn't mean it when he touched you. Pray for him. Mm-mm. Prosecute him. I got to get out of here. Simone says, someone please come and get me. I'm about to get off here, Simone. I was only going to do an hour anyway. Thank y'all for coming through here. We will pick this up next time. Picking up the pieces, broken families, family is the other F word, and for some of us, it's not a good one. But how are we going to maneuver through that? We're going to forgive. We're going to live. We're going to thrive. We're going to speak on it. We're going to love each other. We're going to set healthy boundaries, because not every relationship can be reconciled. That's just the truth. If that person is a trigger to you, you may not be able to reconcile. And it happens that way. Sometimes God will give you family that's not even your blood. I'm a living witness that will love you as if you were blood. I got to go. I love you all. Don't forget to shop my website or come on and get some of this beautiful jewelry. I will be in Westland next Saturday. I'll post the flyer. Y'all come out and purchase some things from myself and some of these amazing vendors. Thank you for your attention, your comments. please follow me on Facebook and YouTube. We're in both places, Trailblazers with the Z Radio. I love you. I'll be back Monday. Monday is Power Hour. I can't tell you the time yet, but Monday night, I have a special Monday night show about love literacy. Yes, we are going into February, the month of love, and the Earthquakers Ministries, Pastor Denise Cooper and Pastor Inga Wallace are coming to talk about the Oasis Ministries Valentine's Day dinner. And we're talking all about love Monday night at, I believe, 7 o'clock. I'll confirm the time. And then Tuesday, we're doing Girl Chat Weekly, Women in Business. I have a special guest coming on, and she has her own wig business, and she's going to show some of her pieces, talk about her motivation. So we got a lot of good things planned next week. I love you all. Please tag and share. Follow on all social media platforms. I want you to have a good night and go to church tomorrow. Bye, y'all.